Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. A laboratory study suggests that the South African variant of the coronavirus may reduce antibody protection from the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine by two-thirds, and it is not clear if the shot will be effective against the mutation, the company said. Companies are making investments and talking to regulators about developing an updated version of their mRNA vaccine or a booster shot if needed. The COVID-19 vaccine is likely to be available in open market only after the prime targets are vaccinated and there is an equivalence of supply and demand. All India Institute of Medical Sciences Director Randeep Guleria has said, India began its vaccination program against COVID-19 on January 16. Healthcare workers and frontline workers are to be vaccinated first, followed by people aged above 50 years in third phase, which is likely to begin in March. The Indian workforce is among the most resilient and engaged in the world, a study commissioned by global HR and payroll company ADP has said. About 32% of employees are highly resilient as against the global average of 17%. Similarly, India is second in terms of fully engaged employees. The study defined engagement as a positive state of mind characterized by vigor, dedication, and absorption. In its meeting on Wednesday, Securities and Exchange Board of India has relaxed public issue norms for large companies, among other measures. The step is crucial for initial public offering of Life Insurance Corporation of India, which otherwise would have faced problems with its debut on the equity market. As petrol prices touched the rupees 100 mark on Wednesday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the middle class would not have been under financial stress had the previous governments focused on reducing India's import dependence. He said India imported over 85% of its oil needs in the 2019-20 financial year and nearly 53% of its gas requirement. The focus is now also towards using renewable sources of energy, which will by 2030 form 40% of energy generated in the country, he said. Despite a sluggish business environment, listed Indian companies posted record net profits in December quarter, exceeding the previous high of September quarter by a whisker, the Center for Monitoring Indian Economy said. The private think tank pointed out that the increase in profits of larger companies is in contrast to the continued weakness in business and employment levels seen by them in 2020-21 on account of the pandemic. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.